Welcome to The Event Technique, the daily 9-minute podcast created exclusively for event planners and development directors. If you're on the front lines in organizing, promoting, or running nonprofit events, every episode of The Event Technique podcast is filled with valuable tips and strategies in bite-sized chunks that you can use to make your next event more successful. And now, please welcome the host of The Event Technique, the founder of Eventsburg, Jill Coomer.
The hurricane is going where? That's right, I'm talking about Hurricane Dorian. I'm down here in Sarasota, Florida, actually Siesta Key. It's a beautiful day, the sun is out, there's light fluffy clouds all over the sky, and you would never guess that 300 miles to the east was a Category 5 hurricane. In doing some of the things that you plan to do when you get ready for a major storm, I got to thinking about planning related to the event business. And yesterday, as I'm running around Sarasota trying to fill gas in the car, gas stations are running out of fuel. Of course, there's more on the way, but nonetheless, it's a little bit unnerving when you see all 12 pumps with yellow bags on the handles. So you're absolutely amazed, frankly. And after we did that, we went to the grocery store looking for water. Of course, that's the next thing. And batteries, store shelves are empty. We're 3 days away from potential landfall with the storm, and we're in this situation. It's interesting to note when you're in an event business, planning is absolutely essential to your survival as well, to your ability to be able to execute the best possible event that you can. The more organized you are and the more advanced planning that you do, the less opportunity you'll have for panic or a situation to develop that you will be unable to handle because you will have already thought of it. Back to the hurricane. Yesterday, went to Best Buy, searching for one more battery to charge the cell phone because the 5 I have aren't enough, and one to charge the computer and all those other things, and I got to the store right after they opened, maybe 10 in the morning. They were down to 2 batteries in the entire store. And when it got down to chargers to actually plug into your car to power and recharge the batteries, they were down to 1. So being an advanced planner, I bought them both. If I didn't have a checklist in place in my mind to go through to get ready and organize for this storm, there could potentially be disaster. If you don't create a checklist in place for every single event that you do, you need to create one immediately. And the initial list shouldn't be all that big. Take a quiet half hour or so and think through everything you need to do. Start creating the list of everything that needs to happen and in no particular order. You can organize it after you get your main list. Once you've pulled it together, you can go through step by step, dump it into a spreadsheet, which will help you organize it by date so that you have specific times, specific dates, specific tasks that need to be completed. Now, there's a pile of software out there that you can use like Trello, Slack, Smartsheet, everything that's out there. Everybody has their favorites, and that's all great. But really, you can do it in something as easy as an Excel spreadsheet, where you enter the date, you enter in the task and the goal, who's going to do it, and so on. You got 3 or 4 columns, you check them off all the way through. It's not difficult to do. The hardest part is sitting down and doing it. Getting yourself organized requires much more time than you ever thought. The time to really get your act together is not 2 hours prior to the doors opening. You need to be together way before then. So now here we are, a day later, a couple days later. The storm is off the coast in the Bahamas, basically parked there, and it looks like it's going to turn to the north, thank heaven, and not score a direct hit on Florida. But at the same time, it's occurring to me that we are now exceedingly well organized. We're planned far in advance for an event that ultimately may not happen here. So it goes to show, however, though, that a little bit of advanced planning can calm you down considerably. We have water. We have batteries, we have gas, we have food, enough for a 7-day supply, we have medicines, because you never know what you're going to need. So now, you're a little more confident in what you're doing, you know how things are going to be executed, you are aware that you have the ability to be able to change course when you need to, and on top of that, you're still safe. So all of those things figure into how you're going to plan your event, and I cannot explain how important advanced planning is. If you don't do it, it leads to an elevated level of stress, obviously, and generally things are not going the way you want it to. And worse yet, It will make you appear like you are inadequate, disorganized, and you definitely don't have it together. The end result of that could be you lose your job, and that's not a good thing either. In going forward, a lesson from this weekend's hurricane experience is to participate in advanced planning and force yourself to do it. Begin individually in your office, as you're walking through the venue, then bring in your team, start walking with them, lay it out, plan it out, so that everybody's on the same page. Can't stress that enough. And I don't mean the same page an hour before the event doors open. When the case of the event, there's usually a question or not you'll be safe, but when there's a question of whether or not the event will go off the way you need to plan it, the way your organization needs to do, that's what needs to be at the bottom line. Advanced planning makes a difference. It will calm your mind. It will keep your staff on track and organized. In the event of a hurricane, it could save your life. Stay safe out there. Make sure to catch this podcast and other podcasts at theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. You can also catch us on Alexa on the Flash Briefing. Hey, Alexa, give us the Event Technique, and we'll pop up with a one-minute little nugget that you'll be able to take to get your day rolling. And last but not least, if you have an event that's coming up that you want to list on an awesome calendar that goes nationwide, Eventsburg is it. Eventsburg, Eventsburg, because we're in your burg. We're everywhere. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Event Technique with Jill Coomer. Whether you're a veteran in the nonprofit event business or just getting started, The Event Technique is a veritable goldmine of tried and true tips and strategies that can help those running events, large and small. For more powerful tips and strategies to make your next event a huge success, get a copy of Jill's latest book, The Event Technique, available now at Amazon and www.theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. For more bite-sized chunks to make your next event more successful, see you next time on The Event Technique Podcast.